Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today we're going to talk about I am who you say I am. Now, you may have heard that from a popular worship song, but that's not what we're going to be focusing on. We're going to be focusing on three specific words today: value, purpose, and identity. Now, I did a survey back in 2019 with the kids in our youth group, and there were some pretty interesting things that came up when we talked about value, purpose, and identity. And, you know, today in the world that we live in, there is such a drive to define those three things. What makes me valuable? What's my purpose here in my work job place, in my social life, here on this earth? I mean, the questions can get very deep. And then, of course, we have identity. Who am I? And of course, there's the whole discussion about gender identity and all of those things, which just takes it way far extreme. But I was looking at these three words and looking at how teenagers wanted to see the answer to these three, you know, definitions. What am I? What is my identity? What is my purpose? What am I value? And I went right to the scripture and took a look at what the scripture said, and, you know, propose to them some solutions about what the Bible says about them. Now, the point of these verses is to look at them in an application. We're going to be doing topical Bible study today, but we're going to be answering the questions: what's the Christian's identity? What's the Christian's purpose? What's the Christian's value? So we're going to look at some different verses in the Bible and try to answer those questions. But I just want to run down some things that the world says about those three words. So the first one is, what makes me valuable? Here's what the world says. I think what makes a person valuable is when he or she achieved the goals that they have set forth for themselves in the beginning, contributing something to the company, family, or another member in the community. I think it's about how people have been helped by you. I think value is attributed to the contributions made to society. You are valuable when you can help others. So that's what the world says value is. And of course, the definition of value is the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. So now we ask the question, what's my identity? And here's some answers that the world gives. Identity is the defining character or personality of an individual as recognized by society. Or identity is a set of characteristics that somebody identifies as belonging uniquely to themselves. And then, of course, the world defines identity as the fact of being who or what a person or thing is, a close similarity or affinity. And I wrote this in 2019. That definition is what I pulled from the dictionary. That may have changed because of all of the craziness that's going on in the world today when it comes to identity, especially on the gender spectrum, which is just, that's another topic for another day. And then the last one, of course, is purpose. How do I find purpose? And here's some answers that the world wants to offer. To begin assessing your life's purpose, it is important to assess what you love to do, what you currently do, and what needs to change to live a more purposeful life. Okay. Finding purpose is about taking the focus off of what others desire and doing what makes you happy. That's an egocentric worldview. That's a me first type of worldview. And it's very popular, very preeminent. It's leaking into Christianity too. I listen to the music that I like. You know, maybe you really enjoy heavy metal, and heavy metal is not God honoring. And then, but there's Christian heavy metal. So that suits me. You know what I'm saying? That, like, these things can tend to become a problem. And then the last definition, or the last question here about purpose, is purpose comes from finding a role model that you want to be like and then mimicking that individual. I mean, they're answers. These are answers that I found on the internet amongst our own youth group. And of course, the definition of purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. So now let's look at the scripture, and this is where I'm really, you know, excited to do our study today, because the scripture is really our source of truth, and it will inform us of how we should look at ourselves in the scope of identity, in the scope of purpose, in the scope of value. Now, if you have yet to believe on Jesus Christ, your identity is you're lost. Your purpose is to make a decision about Christ, and your value is such that Christ died for you. But you need to believe on Jesus Christ, or else you will die in your sin, and you'll be separated from God forever in a place called hell if you have yet to believe on Him. So I encourage you right now, where you sit as you're listening to this, believe on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that He paid for your sin fully, and you receive the righteousness of God. You're passed from death unto life. You'll never be brought into condemnation again. Those are great guarantees from the scripture. But for those of us who have already believed on Christ, maybe you're kind of in a rut right now and you can't understand, like, what am I supposed to do in my local church? You know, what's my identity? I know who I am by my name, but what am I supposed to be, you know, doing with that? Who do I identify with? And then what's my value now that I'm saved? Well, we're going to take a look at those things. So if you look up here on the screen, you can see we're going to be going through a couple of different verses here. And the point of this is to tackle which group we can put these verses in. Okay, value, purpose, or identity. So the first one here is Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we can take a look and see that this verse is telling us Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, not once we got cleaned up, and that this is an act, a demonstration of love toward us. I love to tell people, when it comes down to soul winning and just talking to a person who has yet to believe on the Lord, that this is their value. And even for those who have already believed on Jesus Christ, you are valuable. The world likes to mix the word worthy into a lot of praise and worship songs. Say that we're worthy of love, we're worthy of salvation, we're worthy of, you know, the grace of God. I tend to disagree with that, because what we're worthy of is the death penalty, because as this verse very clearly says, you know, sinners, while we were yet sinners. So Christ died for us. I believe that defines value. So you're a Christian and you're going through life and things are difficult and you're just trying to find out, am I valuable? You are immensely valuable to God. Tremendously valuable. He sent His Son to die for you. So let's look at the next verse here. So I would put that in the value column. The next one here is from the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. It reads this, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." So I put this also in the value column. Again, it's a reminder that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is one of Christ's purpose. He was coming into the world to save sinners. Who's a sinner? All are sinners. And I like how Paul describes himself here as, of who I am chief. But it's also important to note here that, again, as Christ came into the world to save sinners, that is value that is prescribed to the lost person and also to the saved person. We also see here that Paul obtained mercy. The Lord looks at us and He wants to give us mercy, and He's done that through the death, burial, and resurrection of His Son. So this is a good verse, a good passage here, just to remind us of the value that we do have. And of course, there's other applications to that verse, but that's not what we're going to be covering today. So what about an identity verse? Well, I really like the fact that 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12 just very clearly tells us how we are to identify as Christians. Look here in 1 Corinthians 12:12. "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And here's the kicker. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This is the identity for the Christian. You are a part of the body of Christ. You are a child of God. You've been placed into this body by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 13 and 14, happened the moment that you believed. You're not an outlier. You're not somebody who's supposed to walk through this life alone, okay? Find a local church that's clear on the gospel and get involved. If you are around like-minded believers, you are obeying the verse that says not to forsake the fellowship in Hebrews chapter 10. But it's important to recognize here that we're all placed into this body by the Spirit. Whether you be Jew or Gentile, bond or free, it doesn't matter what your social status is, what your ethnic status is, where you are in the world. If you've believed on Jesus Christ, you have an identity. You are a part of the body of Christ. This is motivating and it's encouraging because we don't have to, well, I'm a Lutheran Christian or I'm a Pentecostal Christian and there's different, I can only fellowship with those types of people. You're either a part of the body of Christ or you're not. You're either saved, part of that body of Christ, or you're not. You're lost. And if you've trusted on Jesus Christ, you're baptized into one Spirit, one body. That's the Lord's body. So I believe that's a good verse to remind us of our identity. Let's look at another verse, which is extremely popular. I'm sure you'll know it when you see it. When we look at John chapter 3 and verse 16, this is a great value verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is vastly important because we see here that God so loved the world. Now, the Calvinists will try to change that. The Calvinist doctrine says, yes, but the world here is the elect. Friend, that does not prove itself out in Scripture. That he gave his only begotten Son, that's Jesus Christ, that whosoever, again, whosoever, we can compare that here with the phrase the world. Whosoever, anybody. Simply what? Believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is how God has chosen to solve the problem through his Son. You are incredibly valuable. Look at this next verse here, which is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. See if we can see if this helps our purpose, identity, or value. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Right here, I believe this verse is really talking strongly about our purpose. Specifically, our purpose as we suffer for Christ. We see here that as we go through difficult times, right here, though now for a season if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, the trial of our faith is supposed to be worked into praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The difficult times that we endure those things not aimlessly, but they're for a purpose. I remember when I was younger, after I had experienced the loss of my mother, I was really wrestling with, you know, why would God allow this to happen? I had a poor understanding of how the world works, about this verse. I had no idea that this verse existed. But I distinctly remember years later, while I was a youth pastor, one of our students lost their mother unexpectedly. And I was able to understand exactly where she was, exactly what she was feeling. And I could, with hindsight, help her see that all these things can lead to the praise, honor, and glory of Jesus Christ. And many people got saved at her funeral, of which I was a part of. And that's great. But if we have the perspective that everything is about us and everything is about what we need and how we feel, we can miss these great promises. What's our purpose here? Bring praise, honor, and glory to the Lord, even in your suffering. Let's look at another verse here. If you look in Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, we'll look at another verse that I believe talks about identity. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 says, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him." That's our that's our identity. I'm found in Christ. There's a great illustration about how God looks at us once we've believed on him. If you imagine you have like a piece of paper, and you take the piece of paper and you crumple it up and you put marks on it and you step on it and you say, this is you and me in our sinful state. And then you have a Bible and you open up the Bible and you put the paper inside the Bible, seal the Bible shut. When a person looks around, they don't see that piece of paper. They see the Bible because the paper is hid inside of the Bible. Well, that's a great illustration that we are found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. What's your identity? You're found in Christ. Christ is your identity. And we're going to go to some other strong verses about that later. Before we continue, I just want to take a moment here and kind of remind you of how important it is to understand these three definitions. What's my value in Christ, or in what's my value in the eyes of God? What's my purpose and what's my identity? These three things can help you become a great servant for the Lord. Disciplined and, able to be used by God in a great and powerful way. And if you're not confident on these things, you won't be confident in your service. You're going to question and doubt, and it's just going to be hard for you to get things done because you're not solid on what the scripture has said. But it says right here, "and be found in him." Great identity verse here. Now we're going to look in Galatians chapter 2 in verse 20. And I think in Galatians chapter 2 in verse 20 particularly, we see identity and we see purpose. Let's look at these verses here. I'm sure you're familiar with them. They hold great truth when properly understood. "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." What is our purpose here? We're crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but we are to live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ liveth in me. The Holy Spirit is within you. What's your purpose? Live unto Christ. "And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." You're dead. You know what I'm saying? You have been crucified with Christ. Your sin has been paid fully. It is as far as the east is from the west. So what's your purpose now? Go live in Christ. Go win souls. Go make an impact in ministry for the purpose of leading people to Christ. Don't hang your head with your problems. Realize that those problems are going to work themselves out. Give them to the Lord. There's nothing that you are experiencing right now that God has not seen already. And he walks with you. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And then also I see here, not so much as just purpose, but also identity, yet not I. It's Christ. These things are revolutionary when you begin to apply them as a filter to your life. Like, okay, I'm going through a difficult time in my life right now. The Lord is with me. These things are really temporal. They don't necessarily matter. Not to say we don't need to address our problems, but these things are not going to take away my eternal life. They're not going to change my position in Christ. The way I handle them will change my condition, whether I be blessed or, receive chastening, but I can handle these things through Christ. I can give them to him and he will help me. And then we have our mindset on things above, not on things on the earth, as Colossians 3:1 says. But these are great verses, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. And then the last one we're going to look at here is in the book of Psalms. And I did not add it onto the pre-roll here, so we'll need to go to it. It's in Psalms 134, I believe. It's actually Psalms 139. Hang on just a second here. I have it on my notes. 139:14. This is a great promise, excuse me, not a promise, but a great fact of who we are, the great value that has been ascribed to us here. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I want to tell you a story about this verse. I'm so familiar with it because it was applied to the camp that I attended for years, led by Freddie Coyle, now out there at Grace Farm. But this was such a sweet memory for me because, you know, as a teenager, you're going through a lot of different things. Your hormones are out of control, and that is not to blame how you're feeling, but you're learning where you are in the world, and you're learning about how the world is not as great as you thought it was as a kid, and how people are very difficult, and life is cliquey, and people get into groups, and they're mean to each other, and they're nice to other people, and you have all these things going on. And this wasn't necessarily a problem for me, but it is for teenagers now. Body image is a huge thing. Like, you turn on Instagram, you turn on Facebook and Snapchat and TikTok and all these different things, and it's just like constantly body image, body image, body image. And I remember as a teenager having these verses instilled in me and realizing that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That the creation of me was something that had intent and plan. It was marvelous. Not to say that I'm to be lifted up in pride, but that my body is special and unique. It's a creation of God. And for that reason, I should praise him. And this flies in the face of evolution, which says we're just a process of random things happening and not happening, and boom, we're all just here. And I remember as I was becoming a youth pastor and teaching different kids, talking to a young man about this very verse at a summer camp that now I was a counselor at and I was speaking at, and telling him, look, man, I know that it doesn't feel like anybody cares about you, and it doesn't feel like there's anything to really live for right now. You're just kind of aimless, but man, you can praise the Lord for the fact that you have a working body. Praise him for that miracle of the human body of which you are experiencing and enjoying. Now you point that to Christ, the Christ who took on human form. The Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he died on that cross for you. You get a new resurrection body in heaven. I mean, all these things are great truths to apply. But we have, again, here, value. So as we close, I just want to encourage you as you go along with your week to remember your value, your purpose, and identity. Okay, and then just all the things that you have been taught and that you have learned about making things about you, and it's, you know, you got to live for yourself and you got to do things that make you happy. Just run those through the filter of Scripture. Do I want to live for myself, or I want to live unto Christ? So if I want to live unto Christ, I want to win others to Christ. How do I do that this week? Carry some gospel tracts with you. Send people to our channel on Bibleline. You can go to the YouTube channel. You can go to the podcast, which is on, I think, 13 different channels now. iHeartRadio is our biggest one, Spotify, all those different places. Direct people there, and it may help them throughout their week. I really encourage you to reach out to us if you have a Bible question. We'll be more than happy to get you an answer. But we will see you next Thursday right here on Bibleline. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.